There was a lot of irregularities in this electoral process. We had a parallel counting machine, and our numbers are contradicting with the numbers that were announced by the National Electoral Commission. We did well throughout the country. It seems that the will of the people for change was real, as one can see on the electoral assemblies while we're counting the results, which means that the will of the people reflected exactly in the results that we got from our parallel counting.
Now that your party said there are irregularities, what is the proposal from your party about how to move forward?
Well, what we're proposing is that is the recounting of the voters so that we can compare notes with the date that we have, which is in our hands, with those of the Electoral Commission, since there is a lot of contradiction on the number. I think it is a normal process which can be done. I know countries where there was a recounting process, and that's what we have proposed.
But why do you think a recount will prove your point that your party won the majority of the seats in parliament as well as that of the presidency?
Yes, because the counting that we have done, it gives a quite high numbers than those declared by the National Electoral Commission, because we have all the documents relating to the voting process. We call them in Portuguese atas das operações eleitorais. So we have all these documents well organized. So we are ready to go further with this proposal that was done yesterday by the UNITA president.
Did the Electoral Commission accept your proposal for recount of this election?
Well, as not yet pronounced, and we are going to submit our demands by writing to the Electoral Commission. And then we'll see with the position that will be taken by the Electoral Commission, because we still are within the period of claiming according to the law.
So when do you plan on sending this petition to the Electoral Commission? When does your party plan to do this?
I think the leadership is done at the best, because the time for make these claims is also defined by law. So I'm sure that probably it was already done by the leadership, but you are willing to do so while we are appealing for calm, serenity, as long as the process goes ahead.
What do you say to MPLA supporters who are of the view that because you lost the election, you are claiming there is fraud and that the MPLA has dominated the political space in Angola for the last 47 years. So the power of incumbency was on its side, and it was quite popular, and that you just lost the election and should go and prepare well for the next general election. What do you say to that?
Well, I think the MPLA has lost these elections because according to the figures of the National Electoral Commission, they lost 20 members of parliament, which is really, they are really coming down. And as you can imagine, 46 years in power is too much. That's why the feeling of the people nationwide is for changing, and the change has happened. That's why we are appealing to the institutions of the country just to reanalyze all this process and to give special attention to the claims that we are going to the National Electoral Commission so that things can go back to normal. So that's the minimum that can be done in terms of electoral justice.